Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
Jean Marie will not be with us today, and collectively we are the hosts of Podcast DX. Ron, could you tell us what the... Oh, I didn't even say what we were going to talk about today. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about today.
That would help.
Yeah, this is part one of a two-part series, and we are going to talk about mental health in young adults. This particular episode will be pre-teens, and then next week it will be teenage to young adults. So, collectively, we're the host of Podcast DX. Ron, could you tell us what the National Alliance on Mental Health says about this topic?
Certainly. Well, one of NAMI... That's the acronym used for it. One of NAMI's main goals is to ensure that people get help early. Since mental health conditions typically begin during childhood, adolescence, or young adulthood, we have compiled essential information and resources intended to help young people get the mental health support they need. Having a child that is facing mental health symptoms can be incredibly difficult. To make things easier, NAMI provides information, tips, and resources for getting your child the treatment, support, and accommodations that they need. We will also put a link on our website.
Good. And how does a parent or educator know that the child in their care might be struggling with mental health issues?
Well, while each mental health condition is unique, they all impact emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Here are some things to consider in deciding to intervene. The first thing mentioned in the NAMI website is disruptions in daily interactions and relationships. Now, everybody experiences a bad day from time to time, but when your child seems to be having difficulty with routine daily tasks, it's important to take notice. This can look like difficulty participating in regular social activities with family, friends, etc., academics, or also in play. It can also look like a personality change. An example is, say if your child is typically socially interactive, but then begins to withdraw and has no interest in others, this could be an indicator of an underlying mental health issue. And if you notice these types of changes lasting more than just a few weeks, it may be time to seek professional help.
And the reason I chose this topic is based on that particular thing that you just said. A lot of conversation nowadays, I know I'm off script, sorry.
That's fine.
I took a side road here. I know a lot of the conversation nowadays is on bullying and how to protect a child from bullying, how to raise the red flags about bullying. But I don't know if people are really giving the child's mental health the...
Dessert.
Thank you. I didn't want to go off too far.
No. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not just against the bull. It's not like you're only going to do things to stop the bullying, but you also want to do things to protect and assist your child in regaining the mental health that they need to get through this.
So, well, that actually goes into the next item mentioned on the NAMI website, and that's excessive anxiety. And I think what you're referring to is the bullying and all that causes a lot of anxiety in the person. So, like I said, the second item mentioned on the NAMI website is excessive anxiety, and that is a typical reaction to situations that we perceive as potentially dangerous or when performance has a possible negative effect. Like, like failing a test or, mm-hmm. or losing a game. But when the amount of anxiety or stress is out of proportion to the reality of the risk, then you should pay attention to these reactions. At that time, it might be time to consider intervening if your child worries about almost everything to the point of withdrawal or has difficulty functioning. If they are fearful of certain places, maybe school, mm-hmm. or going to new places. If they experience sudden bursts of intense fear, impending doom, or physical symptoms such as a rapid heart rate, hyperventilation, dizziness, or nausea, that's another sign. And also, if they believe they must repeat certain thoughts, or obsessions actually, or behavior compulsions to prevent something bad from happening. As a parent, you need to look at these things because on their own, they might be one thing, but if you look at
all, yeah,
collectively,
right,
it's
a pattern,
a problem.
Right. A
yeah.
pattern pops up, right, sure. Well, the third item that NAMI mentions is depression,
mm-hmm.
and we can all feel down at some point, especially when setbacks happen. But if your child has ongoing difficulty with any of the following symptoms, it is time to act. If they have disturbances in their mood, usually this pops up as irritability in children
mm-hmm.
compared to a deep sadness that would be in adults. So in other words, children have a different mood disturbance than adults would have.
They have a way of
expressing themselves.
There you go, yeah.
They don't
yeah.
know what's bothering
right.
them, and they just get irritable.
Right.
Maybe they act out more and they... You know, you say that they're throwing a tantrum, but
right.
maybe it's irritability that they can't control. Their sleep might be impaired. They might get too much sleep, or they may have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep.
Right.
They may be afraid to go to sleep. They may have decreased energy with no other reason. They may have decreased self-esteem. They could have difficulty concentrating. They might have change in their appetite, typically excessive appetite, or more rarely, a reduced appetite.
Hmm.
They may seem to be agitated or, conversely, slowed down. Expresses thoughts of hurting themselves, especially thoughts of suicide.
Right. Believe it or not, the next item mentioned on the NAMI website is substance abuse. As a parent or just someone who cares, be on the lookout for changes in behavior that may be due to using substances, including alcohol, marijuana products, psychedelic drugs, prescription medications, and other types of drugs. Substance use may also extend to misuse of over-the-counter drugs or medications prescribed to other people, typically friends or family, and that stuff's always around the house.
Right.
If your child is using substances, you may observe a decline in school or sports performance, decreased engagement with family or friends, sleep problems, which you just mentioned, and sluggish or agitated behavior. Again, you just mentioned those as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes without saying, but treatment for substance use can be very helpful.
And, you know, you may think, what are you talking about, substance use with young children or preteens? Yeah, yeah, they do. And their friends are passing them around at school.
And that's typically where it all starts. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with the topic we're discussing right now. But again, in your preteen, teen years, that's when a lot of this stuff begins.
Yeah.
Couple that with depression, anxiety, and it's a bad mix.
Right. They also might have changes in their school performance. That's also listed. Personally, I think everyone that interacts with a child can probably take notice of mm-hmm. changes in school performance. It could be the assistant in the classroom. It could be the teacher itself. It could be
right.
Somebody on the school ground that's watching them.
Could be
them.
Another student.
Yep, absolutely. So you just have to kind of keep an eye on children, a close eye. Some children have challenges with standard academic work. However, if your child typically performs well and begins having difficulties, there may be an underlying mental health condition to blame. Mm-hmm. If academic challenges persist, it may be helpful to get consult with a clinician.
Right.
Another problem is acute or prolonged stress. In this next area that NAMI talks about, the first thing that I thought about when I read it was the hundreds of thousands of young children that currently live under the stress of forced migration due to war or terrorist acts and street violence in places like the United States, where guns are so prolific that the constant fear of losing one's life is a known risk. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going to be getting some bings on this episode, but that's how I feel. A child witnessing violence or experiencing abuse or neglect at home will most likely experience acute or prolonged stress. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, can be the result of these trauma experiences and may include symptoms like disturbances in memory issues, such as flashbacks, recurrent thoughts of trauma, emotional numbing, such as avoiding social and emotional contact with others, the emergence of a hyper state of arousal. You're stuck in that fight or flight mood. They might panic at any time. It's important for anyone experiencing trauma to be able to process or work through those experiences. Meeting with a professional can be helpful. I forgot to mention famine. There is also forced migration right now due to famine in many countries that are south of the border because of climate change and the drought that is happening just about everywhere.
So, you know, it's not funny. I misspeak saying that, but sad, I guess, because the world we live in now is a lot different than the world that you and I grew up in. And it seems as though life is harder for most people, especially kids. And not to go off on a tangent, but you know, especially with the internet and the cyberbullying and things like that, all this stuff coupled together, and you're looking at a potent combination that can be very harmful.
Right. I mean, back in our day, we would send a little note, a handwritten note back and forth. If we wanted to say, oh my God, look at her hair or look at his nose or what, you know.
Now it's
so public. Everybody's putting everything on social media, and now it's not just one person talking about someone. It's the world talking about that someone. That's crushing.
It may be a little bit harder for older people like you and me, but when you talk to younger kids and they talk about how important some of these social media platforms are and how they live or die by what people say about what they're wearing or how they look.
Right.
It's emotionally, draining is not even the best word to use. And it's understandable. Like I said, this is a completely different world than what you and I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And we don't see it the same way as the kids that are living it now.
Right, right.
Now that we have a bit of background information, it's time to talk about our initiative to better serve our listening audience. We want to let you know that we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier here in the United States. You will find affiliate links on our website, PodcastDX. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnosis to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful. But now let's return to our show.
Thanks, Ron. So let's say that you're concerned about your child. What testing helps determine if a young child is dealing with mental health issues?
So one of the tools that's used with children as young as six is called the MFQ self questionnaire. This questionnaire, I guess, asks simple questions in language children should be able to answer. If the child is too young or if they do not understand the questions, a parent version is available where the parent can answer for that child.
Right. The MFQ self asks the child to report how they've been feeling or acting in the past 2 weeks. The scale is used in clinical practice to screen for depression as well as track symptoms over time. Young people often more readily disclose emotions via a questionnaire than expressing them verbally. So the MFQ self is ideal for clients who otherwise may not be able to articulate their feelings.
Okay.
For an example, the first question on the list, I was looking through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a question, it's a statement. I felt miserable or unhappy, and the three criteria responses are: one, not true, you get 0 points.
Okay.
Two, sometimes, you get 1 point. And three, true, you get 2 points if the answer is most of the time. So if it's within the last 2 weeks, is it some of the time, most of the time, or none of the time? And then they just tally up the scores. Okay. And if you have a high score, obviously it's going to be more detrimental for the child. And if it's all zeros, the child is either very happy, no problems, or pulling a fast one on the tester, I guess.
Right. Well, hopefully at that age, they're not trying to scam the tester.
Right. Well, according to the American Psychological Association, kids' mental health is in crisis. And I think it's a good thing to bring this topic up at, let's say, parent-teacher mm-hmm. meetings or scout meetings or anywhere that children are grouped with adult supervision. I think it's if you have careful monitoring by adults that care, it can make all the difference.
Oh, absolutely. And to further that, I know, as you mentioned earlier, we're going to continue this topic as we talk about older kids on next week's episode. So maybe right now is a good time to wrap this one up.
I think so. Sounds good. If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We have a website, podcastdx.com, which is where we'll be placing all the links for these shows. We're also found on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, X, and TikTok.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. And as always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions that you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.